Hello. I have two cameras, as I always do. So, you know, switching between the looks, here we are. We are here at Latitude Talent Studios, and today we're going to be talking about the 7 different modeling types. Okay. So, hi. So, a question I get asked a lot, and that's, you know, joined a lot. Look at this little cup. How cute is this cup? This cup is so cute. Is, can anyone be a model? I'd say that anyone can be seen as a model, but in terms of anyone who actually can pursue this career, that's a different story. But so I'm going to talk about today about modeling, who can be a model, what type you are, how to find your type, all that kind of stuff. So let's get started, shall we? So today we're going to be talking about 7 different modeling types. I want to talk all about inclusivity, diversity, how things are changing in the industry, very important. You can be 5'11 and a size 0. You can also not be 5'11 and a size 0. You can be a size 10, 8, 6, 5, 1, a person with disabilities, a person who's transgender, a person who's a bodybuilder, a person who's lean. It really just depends on what kind of market you want to go on and all of those kind of things. So let's get into it. So there's gonna be different kinds of modeling types. You don't have to take notes. If you want, you can, but I will be showing this on the YouTube channel of Latitude, so you'll be tuned in, if anything. But first things first, there is the fit model, F-I-T, kind of like fitness, but not, just the word fit, that's why I said that. So fit models are actually not to do with fitness, but they're important because it's all about getting the outfit on and fitting it to a model to see how it fits. Basically, a fit model is someone who is gonna be behind the scenes and is gonna help the designer get their outfit together before they give it out to the stores and before it's actually gonna be sold to real people and before it's actually gonna be modeled on a real model. Mm-hmm. So, I'm gonna talk about that. So, a fit model would be someone, okay, so let's say Nike is coming out with a new sports bra that is different because it has padding, yet it's still supportive and it can fit all different cup sizes. So that's an example that I'm just making up right now for Nike, sports brand, as we know. So Nike's coming up with a new sports bra, and before they even get it onto a model, they want to first see how it fits on a person, a real person. So they're gonna put out a casting call for specs. Specs are basically the measurements, what they're looking for. So they're gonna put out the spec and they're gonna be like, okay, I need someone with a 28 waist, a 34 hip, and a 36 bust, who's this height and who is this gender. So they're gonna do that, and then they're gonna call in the models, and the model's literally gonna go in basically for a fitting or tailoring, and it's basically just to see how the clothes or the outfit or the piece looks on a real human instead of a mannequin like they've been working on, or you know, the muslin or whatever they're working on in the design place. So that's fit modeling. Anybody can do fit modeling as long as you fit the specs, of course. And fit modeling, you don't really take any photos that are gonna go anywhere. It's not necessarily gonna be something where you're gonna use it on your portfolio. It's literally just gonna be for you. I mean, for the designer, and you're just gonna be there to help. Sirens, we are in New York. Don't we love it? Are they done yet? No. No, they're not done. Anyway, today is really nice out. It's like 87 degrees, which is like crazy, because it's like, it's May, but I'm excited for it. I like warm weather. So that's fit model. Lots of behind the scenes, tailoring, new designs, all that kind of stuff. That's one type. Now we're going to move to the other type. So the other type I'd say would be plus size. And I'm sure you've heard this very often. It's really blowing up right now in the industry. Has been blowing up for the past few years, but most recently has been getting more traction. So plus size actually is pretty diverse in terms of what you're looking for and who considers to be plus size. It can actually be size 6, believe it or not, or it can be size 8, size 10, size 12. It just depends on who the clientele is. And it could be seen as curvy or slim, thick. There's many different word choices that are used in the breakdowns for plus size. And for plus size, you don't actually have to be a certain height, which is nice. Like, the whole idea of models only being 5'11 and a size 0 is actually not true at all. And I'm gonna talk about which models are that type. But in terms of plus size, it is diverse and it's growing. If anyone saw the Savage X Fenty fashion show that Rihanna did on Amazon, she had two for the past 2 years. It's all about lingerie and it's all about inclusivity. She includes women with disabilities, men, drag queens, people who are size 0 and 5'11", and then women and men and people who are size like 12 and up, which is amazing. And it's really comforting to see. The whole idea of plus size blowing up in the industry right now has actually directly influenced a lot of designers. Like, for example, Victoria's Secret no longer had a fashion show, and they're not actually gonna have one ever again, supposedly, which is really crazy to think about because they're a company who's been in the industry for many, many, many years. But because of cancel culture and because of people wanting diversity and wanting to see people of their own making, because the average woman in America is not a size 0, 5'11". The average woman's actually like, I think a size 10 or 12, if you really look at the specs, like the demographic of what country we're living in. And it's interesting because Victoria's Secret canceled their fashion show, and that means they're not gonna have as much marketing and as much modeling. And on top of that, for the first time ever, last year, Victoria's Secret has now finally included women who are not a size 0 and 5'11". And honestly, like, as someone who's not size 0 and 5'11", I was very happy to see that. They're on the boards, they're on the mailings, they're in the store, in the photos. They're having diverse casting, all different colors, black, brown, Indian, white, Hispanic, Native American, tall, skinny, not, different models. And I think it's awesome because the industry is changing for the better. It feels like it's changing fast if you're not in the industry, but if you're in the industry, it still feels pretty slow, I'm not gonna lie. But it is happening, you know, with time, things are happening as we see, like in the past year, a lot of racism and other things have been brought to light, and it's actually impacted the industry for the better, in my opinion, which is awesome. So plus size is anyone who is basically a size 6 and up, depending on who you ask, the clientele. You'll see plus size, or they'll literally write the size in the breakdown, which is really good because you can be like, oh, am I that size? And I know sizing is kind of tricky because literally if you go to different stores, you could be a different size. Like, I wear a size small in some stores and a size medium and then a size large in other stores. And I'm just like, who is deciding these sizes? It makes no sense. But that's where your measurements are very important, and keeping up to date with your measurements is super, super, super important. Like, you're supposed to keep your size card or size chart, as they call it, on Actors Access or on Casting Networks or on Backstage. It's where you put your measurements. Every 6 months you should update that because, you know, your body's going to change. You know, in the summertime you might be thinner, then in the winter when you're eating heavier foods you're not as active. It really just depends. Or if you recently had a weight gain or weight loss, you do need to reflect that in your casting, because as we know, in the modeling and acting world, you are your tool, you are your body, you are selling your body and your face, and this is your market. Like, as I always say, like, if I work at Staples and I'm selling pens, my product are pens. But if I'm an actor and model, my product is me, my personality, my body, my voice, my soul, all of that. So please be mindful of that. 1 second, let me check this one camera. It looks like it hasn't been on. Don't know. Okay, I don't know what's going on with the camera. I'm just gonna focus on this one and I'll save it. So whatever, I was going with that one. But yeah, so plus size, great things are happening with that part of the industry. I am such a fan. I think it's amazing. I would love to see everybody represented in this industry. I think it's kind of crazy to think that we only show one group of people in this industry, and I just don't understand how that's like okay, because it doesn't make sense. Because I actually gave a speech last month about racism, and I was talking about how can people expect themselves to be successful and expect themselves to be told they can be successful if they're not seeing themselves represented in the media, right? If I am a 4-year-old, if I'm like an 8-year-old little girl and I say I want to do something and I never see any, if I want to be a doctor, right? But I never see any women doctors, then that's a problem, and that's going to make me think then I can't be a doctor necessarily. Maybe it might, because like, if I want to pursue a career yet I'm not seeing myself represented, it's going to make it harder for me. Thank you so much, Harry. It's going to make it harder for me to know that I can be capable because I'm not seeing real life examples of that. And that's interesting, right? So that's something to think about, how we need diversity in casting. We need diversity in the models. We need diversity in the acting. Oh my God, love the Harry, love the hearts. We need diversity in terms of the casting directors. We need diversity in terms of the people who are being hired. And on top of that, we also need to look at people as humans. Like in the past year, we've really come down to a point where it's like, okay, all these companies are like, we're adding diversity, we're doing these things, we need this many people of this color, this many people of that color. And like, that's great and all, but it really comes down to seeing people as humans from the get-go when you're hiring them. When you're auditioning, yes, the hearts, I love them. When you're auditioning and you're going to job interviews, this is not just acting, this is life in every career. It's really important for the person behind the table who's looking at the person's resume to be like, okay, so this is your name, and this is what you do, and this is the role you're applying for. I'm gonna look at you as a human, and I'm not gonna try and judge you based on your color of your skin or how your name is spelled or whatever it is, right? And that's, I think that seeps into every part of the world we're living in, but more importantly, in the casting world, like, I need to see diversity, and it's a really big deal, like, that things are actually changing, and it makes me really happy, but also like, this should have been happening for years. But it's good because it is happening now, and that is a positive. So we're gonna focus on the positive and we're gonna look forward. I'm gonna move my camera because it is annoying. One second. Please hold. Oh my God, this is, all right. We love tripods. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Okay, are we there? Are we alive? Here we are. Get this in there. All right, it's a little crooked, but you can still see me. Thank you so much. Please DM me any questions you have or write them in the chat right now. If you have any questions, I'm very much looking forward to answering them. I'm trying to start on this other phone. This live is being really annoying, but we're gonna keep going, so too bad. Alright, we're just gonna keep going. This is just gonna be a side view. We're gonna have a side camera. Alright, so we're gonna have a side camera, and that's fine. Okay, so anyway, plus size. Alright, now on top of this conversation, this actually goes all along with what I'm talking about, is trans models. Trans models, yes, you have opportunities, yes, you're important, and yes, you should be represented, and yes, you should be counted. I really hate that, you know, not until the past, like maybe like 30 years, has it been okay to be different in terms of your identity, your gender, your race, your size, all of these kinds of things. So, you know, I think it's really important to see people for who they are, meaning see people as humans and not to see them as their one identity, because that actually hurts people more than it helps them. I mean, it can help them in terms of like, okay, well, we want to see every single person represented, so we need this many people of this different color, but in the way that we need to see people as humans and not just see them as their one race and one identity, because we have more in common than we do. What unites us is greater than what divides us, is a quote that I really like to live by and say a lot in this crazy world we live in. So, all right, so yes, so trans models, people are asking, I have a question, trans models do have the same opportunities. So actually, hello guys, I had to move the camera, so it's a little weird, but whatever, I'm looking over here. So trans models have a lot of opportunities, and I've actually seen trans blow up in the past few years. Actually, very recently, in the past this year, I've seen a lot of trans casting happening, which I think is amazing, obviously. We need to see everybody represented, and we don't want anyone to feel left out. So there are the same opportunities, and actually I would beg to say that there might be even more compared to heteronormative people right now. So stay tuned, don't give up, keep applying. And I always talk about this, I have a whole webinar where I talked about this before, about creating your own work. Like, it's so important. If no one's gonna cast you, you need to cast yourself. You need to get comfortable creating your own work. You need to get your ring lights, you need to get your tripods, you need to get your camera, you need to get everything together. Because guess what? No one's gonna advocate for you as much as you're gonna advocate for yourself, because in this industry, you don't have a boss. You don't work as a secretary and you work in an office and your boss is the person who's the CEO of the company. Because in this industry, you're the CEO of your own company. So you need to get it together and you need to be your best friend, be your best advocate, be your best teacher, be your best boss, and be all the best things you can be, because you are your own business owner. You are an entrepreneur just like someone who is gonna be talking to Gary Vee, okay? You are doing it all and you need to make sure that you have your materials together. So what I mean by that is, if you are gonna pursue a career in modeling, you need to make sure you have good shots. You need to make sure you have good headshots. You need to make sure you have good full body shots. Your measurements are
historically correct, meaning the time frame it is, you are this measurement at this time. If you get an audition tomorrow for a measurement that's for a size 6, and you're like, great, I'm a size 6, I'll be right there, but you didn't update it and you're actually now a size 4 or a size 10. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm actually this size, is that cool? No, why is that not updated? Why are you not being true to your casting? That makes you look bad and people are not gonna work with you. So you need to make sure you're keeping things up to date and you're being true to yourself. Because honestly, dishonesty of trying to fit in one size is literally not gonna help you. It's actually gonna hurt you. So stop trying to worry about being this 5'11", size 0, blonde, blue-eyed model, because that is still in, obviously, but it is expanding. So be yourself and be true to your measurements and yourself, and make sure you're being honest of who you are when it comes to applying for gigs in terms of the modeling world. Also, in terms of creating your own work, like, I just had a great photo shoot literally like 3 weeks ago. This is hard to believe. I can't even believe that this happened. On FaceTime, I know, like, what? Crazy. So this photographer found me on Instagram through a hashtag when I put up a modeling photo, and I use like NYC model, model New York, New York model, whatever the hashtag was. I put it up. I mean, I do a lot of hashtags, so I can't keep track. Hello, Harry. I put up a hashtag, and this photographer in the country, Georgia, in the Middle East, literally contacted me and was like, hey, I would love to do, yes, opportunities. I would love to do a photo shoot with you. And I was like, that's amazing, but you don't live here. How are we gonna do this? And he was like, oh, I've been doing a lot of FaceTime photo shoots. And I was like, what? FaceTime photo shoots? And he was like, yes. And I was like, how does that work? And he was like, well, what we do is you are in your area, wherever you wanna be. We'll have like a few different looks. And honestly, I'm just gonna screenshot and you're gonna pose in front of your own phone and we're gonna FaceTime. And I was like, I do have a friend who did that. And it was really interesting because I didn't really see the images that came out from her, but I just got the images back like literally this morning of how they looked. And honestly, I am blown away because they look like they were taken from an actual like photo, like an actual camera, and an actual photographer was there IRL, in real life, 3D seeing me. And yet I never met this dude. And I was like, wow, this image looks really good. I'm actually gonna upload the image this week or next week. So if you wanna see it, you can DM me or just follow me, whatever. But I was just really surprised because there's a lot of opportunities happening right now. And if I didn't use that hashtag, he might not have found me. And I, like, he DM'd me and he's like, hey, I would love to work with you. And I was like, okay, is this trade for print? Meaning not paying, there's no money involved. Trading for print, meaning I am giving him me as the model. He's getting experience for his portfolio. I'm getting photos for my portfolio. So we're trading for print. That's what that means. Hello, Nikki. So as I was saying, for modeling, there's so many opportunities out there. You got to put yourself out there. Use hashtags. Don't forget to be diverse. If you are a trans model, if you are a plus size model, if you are ethically ambiguous, if you are a black model, if you are an AAPI model, BIPOC, whatever, use those hashtags because people actually are following hashtags. I think a lot of people do know this, but in case you don't know, a lot of times on social media now, people are looking and following hashtags. So I'm not gonna lie, I literally have had a lot of great opportunities come to me from Instagram, from using hashtags and being found that way, and actually checking my messages and responding to people in a timely fashion. And like, I had a great FaceTime photo shoot, and honestly, like, I can't wait to put these images on my portfolio. And it was cool because he's like, you know, in a different country, and there was a big time difference, so we had to make that work. But honestly, it went so great, and I'm a total fan. So yes, the question is, are there same opportunities for trans models? Yes, there are. There are the same opportunities for plus size models. I would say it's expanding even more. On top of that, agencies that have predominantly only been doing like high fashion models, editorial models, size 0, 5'11", whatever, they're actually adding different kinds of divisions to their modeling agencies for specifically trans and plus size or diverse casting or people with disabilities. And I think that's amazing because, you know, it's one thing to feel like you're a model and then be like, oh, well, I can only get with this agency because I'm different. I don't belong in the normal narrative. And that's not true because now, like, I know Wilhelmina for a fact has a petite modeling agency. What is petite, you ask? Petite is anyone who's 5'7 and below, which is crazy because 5'7 is really tall in my opinion because I'm 5'1, but I'm obviously petite. So they're adding diversity, they're adding different divisions of their agencies for models who are different, and that is amazing. You can still be with high fashion modeling agencies that are looking at you as regular, real, typical professional models. You don't have to be like, oh, what kind of model are you? Oh, I'm this. No, you should be proud to say that you're a trans model. You should be proud to say you're a plus size model. You should be proud to say that you're a trans model. You should be proud to say that you're a fit model, petite model, whatever it is. The thing about this whole thing that it comes down to is you have to own it, and you really need to be confident. Like, if you're an actor and you're also waiting tables, if someone asks you what you do for a living, I don't want to hear that you wait tables. No, 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 no. I want to hear that you're an actor, period. And if someone has the nerve to ask you, so what do you really do? Then you say, oh, well, you know, I do have a survival job and I wait tables. That's how you can frame it. But if you keep telling people and yourself out loud that you're a waiter who happens to act on the side, then you will be a waiter who happens to act on the side, because your words become things and your word is your wand manifestation. And you need to realize that you need to speak what you want into existence. So you need to say, I'm a model, period. I'm an actor, period. And if someone has the nerve to ask you about what you really do or whatever, then you don't even have to answer that if you really don't want to. Like, I really don't understand that in any other industry, people ask people, what are you doing? What are your goals? What do you really do? Like, people don't ask accountants that. This is a funny song by Rocky Pantera that came out last year in the quarantine. It's called I'm an Accountant, or an Accountant. There's a TikTok made about it. I don't have a TikTok then, but it was really funny. And it's like, when people ask me what I do, I say, I'm an accountant. Where do you work? I'm an accountant. Where do you work? Where accountants work? What do you do? Yes, I like my job. And it's funny because it's like making fun of the fact that people always are asking people who aren't actors what they really do, and artists. And it's like, yo, this is what I do. This is what I'm pursuing. I might have to do some survival odd jobs here and there, but if that's what feeds my acting, if that's what makes me put money on the table, put food on the table, pay my rent in terms of supporting my acting career, then that's what I do. And that's fine, because, you know, there's gonna be a time and a place if you keep pursuing the career where you're not gonna be you're not gonna be waiting tables. You're not gonna be doing odd jobs. You're just gonna be getting your income from creative outlets. And that is the goal, at least I think most people should have. I don't think your goal should be to be famous. I don't think our goal should be to be on a Times Square billboard. I mean, if that is your goal, that's amazing, good for you. But you do want to manage your expectation that this is a really hard industry and many people go after it and very few people actually make it. And what is making it? Is making it winning an Oscar? Is making it having 5 houses in LA? I don't know. Making it actually is what you define as making it. And it really comes down to being honest with yourself and just being in it for the long haul. There is no timeline. It is not a linear path. This is not, you go to school for 4 years for pre-med, you go to school for another 4 years for med school, you have a residency, then you're a doctor. Nope, that's not how this works. You could be acting for 20 years and still never be on Broadway. You could be acting for 2 years and you could be a series regular on Netflix. Everyone has their own path, and I do believe in fate and destiny, so like whatever is happening is gonna happen, but you also wanna create your own opportunities and like make your own work. So what I brought up the FaceTime photo shoot is because I'm putting myself out there, I'm applying for roles, I'm talking to people, I'm letting people know that I'm actively pursuing what I'm pursuing. So honestly, like the past few gigs I've gotten in like this month, I actually didn't even audition for. And like, it's funny because I've been submitting a lot of self tapes and go-sees modeling, you know, and acting. And the past few gigs I got have been people I've already worked with or who knew me and who knew that I'm still pursuing this and that I'm in the city. And they're like, hey, are you free this day? Can you come in for an audition? Hey, can you come in for a fitting? Hey, are you free to do this? And I'm like, yeah, amazing. I'll be there. And it's like, that is great because I've already auditioned and spent the time and created these great relationships and these bonds and communicated with these people. Communication is so important in every relationship. Friendship, romantic, and obviously professional, right? So when I reach out to people and I let them know, this is what I'm working on, how are you doing? And I'm also very receptive of what they're working on. I'm like, what are you doing? How can I help your career? Tell me what you're working on. We love to keep up with you and your career. We love to support each other. Artists supporting other artists, very important. But I'm just letting people know, you know, I'm not asking them for a gig. I'm just like, hey, how are you? Because I genuinely care. And a lot of times you'll hear casting directors and people who are on the other side of the table talk all about how this is all about relationships. And I feel like every religion actually even talks about how relationships are very important, relationship to each other, relationship to whatever you want to believe in. And it's important because if you don't have a solid relationship, then no one's gonna give you anything, because why would they? I mean, there are times when you get cast as being a stranger, right? You're just auditioning and you do well in the role, and then in the audition, and then you get it, or the go see and the cast, and you're right, you have the right body for it. But at the same time, like, if you actually wanna work with them again, or if you wanna like work begets work idea, then you need to keep up with people and you need to like, you know, just genuinely care for people. I heard a quote in this podcast that I listened to about acting. Today, or last night, I wrote it down. It says, here it is. Treat everyone like they will make your career. Let's think about that for a second. I'm gonna repeat that quote for us. Treat everyone like they will make your career. So, I mean, you can look at that in many different ways. I look at it, like I always say, treat the person who's the doorman, the security guard, the person outside, anyone you see near that subway stop, that parking garage, whatever. Treat everyone like they're gonna make your career. And I'm not saying that in a fake way, like treat everyone like they're gonna bring you, like this crazy, amazing contract. I'm saying in a way where it's like you wanna treat everyone with mutual respect and kindness. Because not only should you be a good person, number one, but number two, you never know what opportunities will come or who will bring you something or where things will lead. I mean, honestly, like I have some crazy stories where like I work with people and I never thought anything would come out of it, or like I just never thought about it, right? And then like the next thing you know, like we're working on this feature film and it's like in a film festival and I'm like, what? You know, where they know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows me, and I'm like, hey, let's work together. And it's just like, you just never know what's gonna happen. You never know who you're meeting. You never know what people are dealing with at the same time or what they're working on. So just keep that in mind. The other type of model that I wanna talk about is fitness modeling, which is literal fitness, not fit modeling. Remember, fit modeling is for the outfit or the piece of clothing or whatever to fit the model so it can fit on the mannequin and can be sold in stores or for a fashion show. But fitness modeling is literally like fitness, like, you know, lifting weights, all that kind of stuff, Pilates, yoga. So there's different kinds of fitness modelings. Hold on, sirens again. Can you still hear me? I feel like I should keep going, right? Yeah, I'm gonna keep going. So fitness modeling can range from bodybuilders, but can also range from lean Pilates yoga women too. It really just depends, you know. There is an opportunity out there. A lot of fitness models, they cannot get into regular agencies like IMG, Ford, Wilhelmina, because they don't have a division for fitness modeling because their arms might be too big, not fat or heavy, but too muscular, like too bulky, right? So there is a specific division for that, and there are certain agencies who focus on fitness models. So it's important for you to be aware of where you fall into. And you also, a lot of times fitness models will be asked to do actual fitness. So it's important to actually know what you're doing and applying for it. For example, like if you're asked to be able to do like a heavy back squat or a heavy front squat, or like a push through, or like ropes, or a run, or ride a bike, then please do not apply for those roles if you actually cannot do those things. So I actually worked with Kate Spade on Mother's Day for a Mother's Day event with flowers, and I was hired as a model who was biking. And I'm 5'1", you know, they knew I was 5'1" when they cast me. And I was the shortest one there, which is fine, I don't care, right? But when I got the bike was so tall. And I was like, yo, we gotta lower this bike. I'm 5'1", I can't even get my leg on it. And they were like, okay, no problem, we're gonna lower it. They lowered it to the bottom, the lowest it could go. And I still could not get on the bike. I was still too little. I had to use both of my arms to pick my leg up to get it down, and I could not balance because I had no way to get close to the ground to stop the bike. We were delivering flowers as models in these like cool little white jumpsuits. But the point is that that had nothing to do with me. So that wasn't my fault. I still got paid. I still worked the event. It was great. I just didn't bike. I used a city bike instead. But the point is that that's actually on them, the casting people who made a mistake, who did not look at the size of the bikes and the size of the models, and they should have matched me up. Of course, we made it work, and I was very flexible and, you know, like cool with collaborating, whatever. But it's important because there was this one girl who was gonna work with us in my team, and she actually could not really ride a bike that well. She was uncomfortable. And like, it's one thing if you can't ride a bike, but it's one thing if you're not confident. And honestly, if you're not confident doing the things they're asking you to do, like in the fitness modeling, then you really should not be applying, because you don't want to look unsure when you're literally being cast to do this role and you're supposed to look confident. They're not looking for someone to be a meek, weak person to do a squat for a fitness modeling gig. They're looking for someone who's confident doing their squat. If you're unsure, hesitant, do not apply. Don't be like, oh, I'll make it up as I go along. No, 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 no. You're gonna look like an amateur. You're gonna look stupid because they're gonna be like, whoa, does she even know that she can't do this right? Or why did she apply for this? We could have hired someone who actually can do it. And it just changes everything and you're never gonna get that gig again. You're not gonna meet these people again. You don't wanna make yourself look bad. You don't wanna burn any bridges in this industry because everybody knows everybody and it's a small industry and it's like crazy. So that wasn't on me that they did not get the right bike for me, but that wasn't my fault and I still was there, so whatever. So the point is that she should have applied for the role. They should have looked at me a little more carefully, but it all worked out, so it was fun. Okay, the fourth category, four is mature. So mature models are people who are older, not necessarily like, oh, you're 25 and you're not 18. No. Probably like, I mean, there's not really an age range for mature, but it can be anyone who like would be seen as maybe a grandma or a great grandma or like a great aunt or uncle, someone who might be like in their 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s if you made it, that's great. Sometimes even 60 senior citizens, it really just depends, but mature models are older, they might be gray. So that's something to look forward to if you are, you know, looking for that. For example, this could be like a vitamin commercial, like, okay, for Centrum, we need one a day for 65 and up. There's one going for a walk, modeling a walker. You know, these are real things that happen. You know, you see these things. So, you know, we need a model who is a grandma who can be in this pharmaceutical company commercial. So there's all different kinds, you know, that's mature. Then we also have commercial, and obviously commercial models are models who are in commercials. This probably is the most competitive and the most, the one that's being cast the most. Commercials are always needed. Yeah, I know people are on Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime, and they don't do commercials anymore, but you still have commercials when you go on YouTube and you try to watch something, you have to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, skip the ad, right? Commercial models also are seen in social media, like on an Instagram ad that you're scrolling past, or a Facebook ad, or a Google ad, or could be a subway ad, like, you know, the train, and you're seeing down a little kiosk in the city, or wherever it is, or like, you know, you're riding down a highway and you see an advertisement. Those are commercial models. It is a lot, comes down a lot to improv. A lot of times for commercials, they want you to be able to improvise. Like, there's not really much of a script, it's very loose. It's more just like, okay, we're here, so, you know, be able to do this, and we're just gonna throw you a ball and just act like you're on a beach and, you know, play volleyball. They could just do that. It's very much improv, so I'd say get your improv skills up. I know it's hard with the pandemic, there's not much improv happening, but you can do your own improv with like a little group of, say, friends, or like one other person, or honestly on Zoom or FaceTime if you really want to do it, you know? That's for commercials. And then the last one I'd say is the one that we think about first when we hear the word model, and that would be high fashion editorial. And that is the one that is not really representative of the whole bulk of America, but the one that we're so used to seeing because It is easier to have less fabric for the designer to have a model. They're just used to having a standard model, like the idea of Barbie. Barbie came out with a diverse group of Barbies years ago, and there's a Hulu documentary made about it called Tiny Shoulders. I watched it, it's good. And it's all about Barbie diversifying their dolls. And it's interesting because Barbie actually was made by a woman who was trying to show real dolls, not paper dolls, with body parts as women, to let little girls play with them and let them know that they could do these things, like have these careers. But at the time, you know, as a white woman, she wasn't really thinking about how there's different colored women and how there's different sized women who aren't tall and skinny. So then Barbie tried to diversify it, but they did it a little late in terms of the society we're living in. So it didn't really do that well, but I think it did well over the years. When it first came out, it was very hot or cold whether it was accepted. But it's interesting because high fashion models, you could think Barbie, you could think Vogue, you could think New York Fashion Week, those kind of things. But at the same time, diverse models like yourself, me, I was in Fashion Week 2012 for Tara Subkoff, Imitation of Christ, at Bartolomeo Gallery in Chelsea, and it was all about women of different ages and different sizes and colors. Literally little girls from 6 years old to my age to 80-year-old women, size zero to size like 14. being in front of a mirror and trying on different clothes. And it was really cool because it was more of like experimental like performance art, but it was Fashion Week and I was on the Vogue website. And it was cool because I was on the Vogue website for this event that I worked for Fashion Week, and I wasn't an editorial model. And I'm gonna be in a fashion show on the 13th of June coming up for this Puerto Rican bomba type music fashion in Soho. And the designer wants models of all different sizes and shapes and colors. And it's really comforting because it makes you feel like you belong somewhere in a time and place where you might have not have felt like that your whole life as a model, because the modeling industry has a very, very long time only been editorial. But I'm here to tell you in this webinar that there are so many different types of models now. There's a category for everyone. And the only person that's holding you back, honestly, is yourself and your negative, automatic negative thoughts and limiting beliefs that only like skinny, tall women and men can be models, but that's not true. There are a lot of models out there, and you know, maybe you're not seeing them as much as you need to. Maybe you're not in the industry enough to see the casting breakdowns of people who are needing models who are diverse, but I'm telling you, it's happening. It's gonna blow up. It's blowing up, and there's so many great things to look forward to. So stay awake, you know, keep your spirits up. Know that there's hope. There's an opportunity out there for everybody in this industry. And you know, I don't like the idea that like we have a scarcity mindset, like, oh my God, I have to be really competitive. I have to hate my friends because they're going off the same roles. No, we need to adopt an abundance mindset. Like there's enough work to go around for everybody. If everybody is willing to put in the work and actually persevere in this crazy career. Let me see what else I wrote on here. How to figure out your type. That's a great question. How to figure out your type. Well, obviously listen to everything I said, see if you fit in any of them. And if you don't, we can talk more. So. You know, just see where you blend in when you're reading the breakdowns, when you're reading the casting calls. See, do I fit in that? Does that fit me? Can I see myself doing that? Would I believe it if I saw myself in this actual ad, commercial, runway, whatever it is? Ask yourself questions. Try to put yourself on the other side of the table or as a regular consumer and just say, would I believe it? Am I believable as someone who's drinking Minute Maid as a mom? I'm in a Minute Maid commercial, so I brought that up. Okay, so believe in yourself. I said that. Know your type. Yes. Yeah, take photos, have photo shoots with your friends, photographers on FaceTime, who knew? Videos, make your own projects, trust your friends to take pictures of you, the ones who are actually good at taking pictures. Don't ask someone on the street who you don't know, who doesn't have like, you know, that millennial type vibe. Keep in touch, make those relationships strong. And I really like the quote, I'll say it again, treat everyone like they're gonna make your career. So just to sum it all up, I'll go over the last modeling types we have. Fit, plus size, trans, fitness, mature, commercial, and high fashion / editorial. All right, that's the end of our webinar. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Sophia Guchinoff. I am on Latitude's Instagram website, and you can follow me on my name, which is Sophia Guchinoff, and I will put my picture up in the story. If you have any questions, you can DM me and follow me.